Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's Wake Up Wednesday.
Guess what today is?
Wednesday.
Wake up!
Wednesday.
Okay, I need you to wake up.
Thanks for waking me up this morning.
Need more snooze.
Just give me 15 minutes and wake me up.
Hey, no snoozing, man.
You snooze, you lose.
Don't go back to sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
It's so time.
Yep, it's showtime.
I'm awake.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Mike,
man.
And Carla, morning show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty, who had a great day yesterday on National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Yes, I know. Gosh, a lot of our listeners have bulldogs. They posted pictures. They're adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those are the dogs that are so ugly, they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
God, lots of them.
And they just go with the flow for the most part.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty.
Carla, this is show number 1,871.
Sweet. And it is Earth Day today, people. Yeah.
50th anniversary of the very first Earth Day.
Yes, it is. And if you wanted to hug a tree, well, not right now. Stay over there. 6 feet away from the tree.
Even from the tree.
Sheesh. And it's also, we'll talk more about it later, National Administrative Professionals Day. And not a lot of them working right now, you know. Or maybe from home.
Used to be known as Secretary's Day.
That's because they do more than secretary
stuff.
That's exactly it.
Congratulations. Marcus Atkins got through, and the Beasley banker called him to let him know that he won $500. 10K payday contest,
nice.
Qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. When the Beasley banker wanted to find out what Marcus was going to do with the money, listen to what he said.
I'm going to do something like I used to do on a normal basis, is go out to eat. I'm going to take myself out for dinner.
I'm going to take myself.
Wait, what? What is that you speak of?
Yes.
You're doing what?
I'm going to take myself out for a dinner.
Okay.
Hold on for a second.
Listen.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Do on a normal basis is go out to eat. I'm going to take myself out for dinner.
Yeah. I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with taking myself out to dinner. That would be nice.
Okay.
That would be nice. I don't have to be with anybody else.
Nope.
Me and food and a bottle of wine.
That's good. It.
That's all I need. You can leave me alone now. Thank you.
Your next chance to score some free cash coming up less than an hour from now. 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code book for you. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news.
Not much going on in sports right now, but there was some big news out of the sporting world yesterday. I'll tell you about it.
All right, more on that and other stories after Cheap Trick.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, big news yesterday. The New England Patriots have traded retired tight end Rob Gronkowski. To the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, boy.
Where he will reunite with Tom Brady in football bliss.
If they ever play.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
You know what? My son-in-law is a big Buck fan.
Yeah.
And his cousin, she lives in Tampa. And they have season tickets. And they're like the cheapest season tickets. They were the cheapest.
Right.
And they signed a new deal to get them back for like, I don't know, $3,000 for two seats.
Yeah.
50-yard line because nobody was going to the games.
Yeah, of course not.
Now, all of a sudden, they've signed Tom Brady. Yeah. Now they're getting Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
They're getting offers.
Yeah.
Triple
I'm
the
sure.
offer.
We got our Tampa Bay t-shirt.
Yes.
Tampa Brady hats.
Yes.
Jessica Rose. Yes. Whatever. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's good. That is cool. The cast of Friends, they have joined the All In Challenge. They have donated all of the money raised from all of these things going to COVID-19 relief. You can buy chances to win an all-expense-paid trip to L.A. to attend the taping of the Friends reunion special.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That has
that's
your name
really
written
cool.
all
I know,
over it.
That would be very cool. And they wouldn't have to pay much to fly me. I mean,
no.
Come on.
You're very small.
Thank you. Exactly. Will Smith interviewed Dr. Fauci about why the coronavirus is hitting the African-American community so hard. It'll air today on a new episode of Will Smith's online show. It's called Will From Home. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting because it's hitting the community very, very hard.
Yeah.
And apparently people do love the Cuomo brothers. They love them.
Oh,
Chris Cuomo,
gosh.
Andrew Cuomo. And they're calling it Cuomosexuals.
What?
We are Cuomosexuals. People love them. And yes, that is the term they are now using if you, you know, indeed love the Cuomo brothers.
I thought I had his wife talking about it.
Oh, Christine. Yes, Chris's wife. Yes.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I have someone sending me a sweater that says that and then a hat. I mean, we should get some masks made, right?
Yeah. Might as well take advantage of it.
They shouldn't sell them and then donate the money
there
to the cause, which is exactly what they do. I mentioned yesterday, Andrew is single. Andrew is single. The governor is single. And, of course, Chris is married for many, many years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is my take for now, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Eileen's on the phone. Eileen, what's going on?
Well, I was hoping that maybe first I'd like to say thank you to both of you because I listen to you guys every morning around this time on my way to work, and it really gets my day going. And with everything that's been going on, it's like I need to listen to the radio even more. But I wanted to request a song if possible. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us by Jefferson Starship.
Oh.
Because and my reasoning is it's kind of a sad reason.
All right.
My boyfriend was diagnosed right before all this craziness happened. But before all this craziness happened, right around in the middle of January, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and it's been rough.
Yeah.
And he's been very strong, and we haven't seen each other in a few weeks because I have a job that I have to go to.
Right.
So it's, you know, and we just got news yesterday that he does not have very much time left. And I know I've been robbed of, we both feel like we've been robbed of everything. And, you know, now it's kind of like coronavirus out the window. We're going to see each other knowing
good.
That.
Good.
He doesn't, yes. But
good.
I know he also, if he's awake right now, and he usually is, he has you guys on in the morning too. That's just our song.
Eileen,
like to hear it.
What's his name?
George.
See him, spend time with him, because if you don't, you won't, you know what, you'll very much regret it.
And I really thank you guys so much because, like I said, I listen to you guys every morning and it's kind of what gets me to work. And I really appreciate it. I really
do. We appreciate you very much. Please just do whatever you guys can do to make yourselves smile and to make him feel a little better. Girl, we love you. Please hang in there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio. And like we always say, we're just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota.
Well, first of all, Eileen and George, I hope you heard that song. And Katie wrote in and said, okay, none of us can complain about anything ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, really.
First call in the morning.
Some things put everything else into perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
I believe it. 6:37.
Fair.
Having said that, you and I off the air have joked about the stages of quarantine. You know, when it started, oh my gosh, we're spending good time together. We're playing games.
Yeah, we just don't get this time together. It's been wonderful.
And then phase two, of course, is I'm going to go upstairs and watch TV.
Yeah, you have your time, I'll have mine.
Yeah. We're and then phase three is I can't even stand
I
you
don't
anymore.
Want it. Just, yeah.
To be in the same house.
Yeah.
Now, I think my neighbors across the street are at stage four.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Oh,
where they're just yelling at each other in the middle of the afternoon. They seem, you know, we always say, hey, how you doing? And that's the house with all the lights on it during the holidays.
Festive, very festive.
Yes.
It's Desperate Housewives. You don't know what's going on
that's
Wisteria
right.
Lane. You do not know.
Clearly.
You don't know.
Clearly, I don't know. But I'm starting to hear.
Wow.
And there are couples getting to that point. Listen to this one father. His daughter gives him an option.
Yeah.
Option A, option B, about quarantining with mom.
Okay, Dad, you have two options. A, staying quarantined in the house with mom, or B?
B.
Doesn't want to even hear. He doesn't care what B is. Just take it. I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. What phase are you in right now, if you're listening this morning?
Oh, man.
One, two, three, or have you advanced to four?
Right. I'm missing people now, so I just...
And that's what I've told you and John.
Yeah, I'm just...
I don't miss going out as much as I just miss having people over like we normally do.
Yeah.
And just hanging out.
Yes. Yeah, very
And I guess
much.
Some people have told me, well, you can do that, just stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, I know.
If you come through the back
Come through the
gate,
back door. Yeah. Okay, we can do that,
Maybe
sure.
Maybe just wear masks with a snorkel.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I'll wear my flippers back. Come, Carl in her bikini and flippers and snorkel mask.
And your blow-up rubber duck.
That's my rubber duck around me. Stay away!
Take the pool noodles and hold them out the other side.
Yes, that's right. 6 feet.
Oh, partying will never be the same, will it?
Oh, honey, your noodle is not 6 feet, okay?
I just thought about that. It's not 6 feet. All right, people lighten up the phone lines. We'll get to those calls. Boy. Big Mike on the phone.
Hey, right off the bat, love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And number two, where do I sign up for option B?
Whatever that is, right? Doesn't even matter what it is. I'll sign up.
We love each other, but you're right. It can be challenging for people. But I think I played every board game from the 80s about 100 times now. And if I have to watch one more episode of Gilmore Girls, I think I'm going to...
Hey, you take that back.
By the way, for the record, Jody and I are still in phase one.
Yeah, okay.
Honey.
Sure you are, yeah.
Don't say yeah, right?
Yeah, come on over here. Why are you so far away?
Go Lorelai, go Rory. I love the Gilmore Girls.
Yes, yes.
Have
I know,
a great
it's a
day,
great
Big
show.
Mike.
Love you guys, bye.
Yeah, either your team Lorelai or team Rory.
I wonder who's watching that. I wonder how many guys are watching
I did.
That
I watched
right
it for
I know
one,
you did.
Remember?
Guys like that show.
But I had to move on, so... All right, your next chance to win some free cash. 10K payday contest after Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, wake it up. Another chance to win. You can win $10,000 at our Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. Here you go. This hour's code word, friend.
Friend. F-R-I-E-N-D, friend.
There you go. That is the word you need right there. Friend. For your chance to win $500 right now, text it to 45911. Again, that is 45911. Now win $500 and also qualify for that 10K payday that's around the corner. Enter this hour's code word, friend, at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your smartphone. Again, the word friend. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. Here's the deal. You get a weird phone number calling you in about a half an hour. Go ahead and pick it up. Just might be the Beasley banker wanting to inform you you're putting $500 in the bank. That could really help right now. Again, the word friend. Text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. Go do it. Good luck.
You only have a few more minutes to text the word friend to that short code, 45911. Shot at winning $500 to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Enter the word through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. The word is friend. Friend, you still have a couple of minutes to do that. Weather-wise, going to be nice. Was nice yesterday.
Yes, it was.
High today, 87. Low 90s tomorrow.
Whoosh, okay.
And
okay.
Into the weekend, we'll take that. About 63 outside right now. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen, tie-dye is making a comeback because a lot of quarantining people have gotten into it. They're making their own shirts and even they're doing masks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The searches for tie-dye at home have increased 500%. So, and all over Pinterest, people are posting these things. So, it's going to be a bunch of hippies when we come out of quarantine. Long hair right?
Headbands.
Headbands, that's right. All the ladies are going to have the hairy legs. It's gonna be like the 60s, late 60s.
Hot.
All over again, yeah.
Well, you know,
right
my neighbor,
on.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve and Nina.
Yeah, yeah.
Has been wearing tie-dye for years.
So
I don't think he ever stopped as a little kid.
He didn't know there was a gap in between, did he?
No. He just picked up and he keeps wearing it. So
that's great.
He's fashionable now.
I love it. That is awesome. Listen, fire officials now across the country telling people do not microwave your face masks to sterilize them.
Oh.
Because they can catch on fire. So you don't want to do that. Okay, so take it out there, mister who just put it in there. Do not put them in the microwave, okay?
That's good to know.
It is good to know, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Honey, you smell some? Huh, okay. And listen to this. McDonald's offering free meals to first responders and coronavirus healthcare workers starting today. Meals available through Tuesday, May 5th, and include a sandwich, drinks, and a side, along with a thank you note. Just wanting to thank first responders, healthcare workers as well. This is really cool. Really cool. Do you have something?
Yeah, I got the spot here. Listen to McDonald's.
After billions and billions, these are the most important meals we've ever served. Through May 5th, we'll be feeding first responders and healthcare workers thank you meals for free. It's our honor to serve you.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, it sure is, because they're, you know, it's quick. You can drive through, you can grab a bite, and sadly,
move on.
Go back to work, right? Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really is cool. You know what? It is, by the way, Wednesday. Finally, a few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carly, you read this email that we got.
I don't know about
the other
this
day, and we'll let people say what they think about this whole situation, but go ahead.
Boy, hey guys, I was so excited, and it was very sweet. I love the show. You guys are great. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you. But she said, I was so excited on Monday, I got my stimulus check, $1,200. My fiance saw it, and he said, oh, that's so cool, and mentioned being entitled to half of it. He is not getting a stimulus check because he owes child support.
Oh.
He lost his job and now, of course, has fallen behind. But I said, that's my check. That was to me, not you. And he said, well, you know, we're getting married. Don't we split everything? Oh, here we go. 50-50.
Oh, boy.
She said, it really made me angry. But I started thinking about it. Then I thought, well, I feel a little guilty now because it wasn't his fault that he lost his job and all of this. And now he's going to fall behind. Should I split the money with him? Is this a 50-50 deal? Gosh. Oh, that's...
What do you think?
I mean, I think... Oh. No, but... No.
I think I already know what you think.
No. For just a list of reasons, Mike. No. However, I think she, you know, having this money will still help him in some way.
Right.
You know, because, you know, she's paying the bills probably that he can't really pay.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least maybe helping out a little more than he can right now. But no, that's not a 50-50 split. No, no, no.
Has her name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
She's working.
Hi, I don't know if you saw the name on here, honey. This is me right here. Me.
What about other people listening this morning?
Yeah.
If you're in that situation, what do you do? How do you feel?
Yeah.
Do you split that right down the middle and it's 50-50? Yes. Or?
And I'm sure people are going to say, Carla is cold-hearted. She is a cold-hearted...
Yes, you are, Paula Abdul.
Because, yes, a cold-hearted snake. Because these are, you know, nobody expected this. I get that. I'm just saying, maybe she could help him out some. But a 50-50 split, I don't know about that.
A lot of reaction to that email
that
we got about the woman who got her stimulus check. And her fiancé, out of work, behind on child support payments with his ex.
I'm surprised at these emails or these texts.
Hey, 50-50, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll get to the texts and some of the phone calls, which I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
Shocked!
A lot of guys on the phone.
Yes, yeah.
We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. Aerosmith.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny, and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
A lot of reaction to this email that we got from a woman who got her stimulus check, living with her fiancé who lost his job, now is behind in child support payments with his ex. When he sees the check, he's thinking, and even said, that is great. Hey, 50-50, right?
Yeah.
And she thought initially, I don't think so, but now feeling a little guilty.
Yeah, she feels a little guilty.
What do you do?
Well, she won't after our listeners. Jeez.
Okay.
Michael said, no way. She should not split the check. Also, she needs to ditch him. This is a sign of things to come. I see this all the time. I don't know what Michael does. But somebody else wrote and said, this is a community property state. after marriage.
Yeah.
They haven't even gotten married yet for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And he's expecting half. He said very different if she had felt so inclined and offered. Mary said, no, he's not entitled to half. It's her money. He needs to clean up his baggage before they get married. He's already behind on child support. The warning signs are there. Run, honey, run.
Well, keep in mind, he lost his job,
yes,
and that is why
he did.
He is behind.
But,
so,
you know, talk to your ex-wife and work something out.
Charles, what about you?
I'm a guy who pays child support. And, you know, and I'm just happy because when I file, you know, my check allows me to pay for my kids. If she wants to help them, help them. But come on, buddy, for you to step up and say you're entitled to half, she wants to help you, she can, but she, no way is she obligated to help him.
See, I was going to say the same thing, that he just assumes it's 50-50.
Right.
I think right there you cut him off.
Yeah.
If he hadn't said anything.
Yeah.
And in fact, he would have said, hey, listen, this is your money, man. Do what you want.
She would probably have said, well, can I, honey.
Exactly right.
What can I help you out with?
Charles, have a good day. Greg, what do you think?
I agree with Carla. It's not his fault that he lost his job, but it's not her fault that he's behind in his child support.
Why do I think, too? Listen, I don't know if there's some sort of forgiveness for that right now as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but that's kind of something you plan a little bit for, or you even say, hey, ex-wife, I can give you this much right now. You know I lost my job.
When I got fired from KLUC,
right,
and there was a couple of months before I started working at Caesar's Palace, for
right.
6 months because I couldn't be on the air.
Yes.
The first thing I did, I called the girl's mother.
Uh-huh.
And I said, listen, here's my situation.
Yeah.
I had never missed.
I never missed
a child support payment. I said, here's my situation. I'll give you what I can.
Right.
But until I get back in a couple of months, are we good? And she goes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, Charles, that's not an unexpected payment.
Right.
You know, it's not something you say, oh, my God, what? No.
Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of people feeling the same way
as we are.
Do.
They really are.
If he just wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Don't do the old, oh, yeah, splitting that, baby. Huh? I got, child support. I got child support to pay. Yeah.
Half. People still texting in on the situation. With the woman who got her stimulus check and her boyfriend, her fiancé, thinks, hey, it's 50-50.
Yeah, this will help me pay my child support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Shauna said, good morning. If they live together, it's probably going to bills anyway. But no, she worked just as hard for her money as he did.
Yeah.
So, you know, good point. Krista says, I agree with Carla. She's probably picking up the slack on the bills anyhow, so she should be able to decide how the money is spent. Might be a good time for them to decide how their future finances are going to be allocated, you know, moving forward.
Maybe we should sit down now.
Yeah, they can have a joint account. They can have separate accounts. How are they going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good point. Might want to talk about that now.
Karen, what about you? What do you think?
I think he should get nothing.
Yeah.
He was behind on child support. I mean, hello, now he needs money. Don't you think those kids needed any money before that?
That's what we were saying. Even as Mike, who's had to pay it, you know, that's not a surprise bill each month.
Oh, not at all. Hold on. Is Don there? Hold on. Let me find. We got one more call, and it's Don.
Oh.
Don's on the phone. Don, what do you think? Don?
Well, you know, I'm not sure about the 50-50, but if, you know, maybe help him out a little bit, just depending on how he's going to spend it, you know?
Right.
You know, everybody needs a little help in these times, you know?
Absolutely.
And in the same token, he shouldn't want to be thinking greedy, but if there's love there, then share it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And enjoy it.
Share the love.
Share the love. Exactly.
Share the love, baby. Share the love.
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You folks have a beautiful day, and God bless you.
God bless you. There's Don.
I love that.
Why didn't we talk to him on Monday?
I know. I know it.
Seems like he's a good guy and a good heart, so doesn't matter. Blondie, Heart of Glass. Carla, the latest winner in the 10K payday contest, it was George Moore listening to KKLZ in Henderson, and George got the call from the Beasley Banker.
I did. It was very exciting.
George listened to me and picked up his phone. I love it.
$500 richer. Do you have any idea what you might do with that $500?
That's a good question. Not yet. Put it in the bank at first, but I think it's going to be do a little takeout and support local business while we're in this shelter-in-place aspect.
Love
that's
that.
That's awesome, George. Good for you.
And
that's
just
really
imagine
nice.
If you win the $10,000 grand prize.
Wow.
You could support a lot of businesses.
Or, George, if you wanted to continue this whole thing, you could just pay people to stay away from you.
No, that's not a bad idea. Okay, you're a little too close. Here's $10. Move on.
Move away. Congratulations, George Moore.
I know.
KKLZ listener in Henderson. So, your next chance to win less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have a code word for you. Details on the contest coming up here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, right through the weekend. High today, 87, 90 the high tomorrow, about 65. Now, another take from Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they're doing well now after, of course, battling coronavirus. They're both donating plasma to potentially help save lives because they now carry the antibodies. George Stephanopoulos doing the same, which is cool. And a lot of people who have had it now are trying to do that because it can help save the lives of others who are dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is really sad, and I would love to have played some sound from this, but it's sadly very hard to understand. And Val Kilmer recently had to have a tracheotomy because of his cancer.
Yeah.
And he has to hold his hand over his throat to even speak right now. He's healed up pretty quickly, he said, actually from, his battle. But he says, I feel good. Mm-hmm. And I feel much better than I sound. Talked a little bit about Top Gun 2. Said that it was really great actually working with Tom. He said, we laughed just like we were in high school again. So, apparently he is in the movie. But gosh, it's very sad. It really is. I hate that that's what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks says he's been doing doing the family grocery shopping. He's been out there. He says he follows the rules, not crossing the other side of the aisle. He goes down the way he's supposed to, keeps his proper distance. I don't think, really, is Garth putting on that? Though he probably is putting on that mask. Nobody will notice him if
right.
he does that.
And the farted hat.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Work boots. Yep,
that's right. Yes.
Now, I know a lot of grocery stores had that, the two-way aisles with the dots, like a
right,
street.
Right.
But now they're doing the one-way.
Yeah, they're doing the one-way.
A lot of people having trouble with that.
Yeah. Yes, they sure are. Excuse me. Turn around. And Warner Music, this is cool, doing a three-day music festival this weekend with live performances from their archives from tons of artists, about 65 of them, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Panic at the Disco, Cardi B, Green Day, just a ton of artists.
Awesome.
That they're doing this weekend. You know what? Just Google that. You will know where to find that. A few different places that you can catch that. For now, that is my take, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
So stoked about George Moore.
Yeah, I know.
Winning $500 listening to KKLZ in the 10K payday contest. Once again, your next chance to win, 9 o'clock, we'll have that for you. By the way, wanted to mention, last hour, mm-hmm. the woman who got the stimulus check, boyfriend thought she should split it. On the flip side, 31-year-old guy in Virginia had enough money to get by, so he held an online drawing for people who lost their jobs, gave one winner the entire check.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who we had never met before.
Right.
Just said,
that's
here you
very
go.
Cool.
Just gave it away. I want to read that. Normally, we would save this for the other news, but this is pretty funny. Cops in Ohio busted a bunch of Amish kids. Amish kids feeling the heat of quarantine.
Amish kids. Oh, no.
They evidently threw a big party in a barn over the weekend.
Oh, no.
And somebody called it in.
Sheriff's Dispatch, Jevons.
There's a bunch of Amish people over on Plettysburg Road.
And when we got there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, had to be transported by ambulance.
Those folks are all placing themselves at risk. I'm glad that the sheriff's office was there to do something about it, to intervene and to put them on their way. These are your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. And so we all need to do what we need to do to protect them as well as ourselves.
See, everybody's feeling the heat. We've talked about this before this morning about the different stages quarantine and it affects kids as well.
I don't know what happened. They had buckles and zippers and they just lost their minds, their ever loving minds.
Amish kids in Ohio.
Oh man, they will.
It's
the barn
footloose.
Raising.
Yes, exactly. It's footloose in real life.
They tore the place down and then they built it right back up. Jeez.
Truly an amazing story.
Oh.
It's Def Leppard, Love Bites.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
We are live and local in the studio. Just a phone call away, 702-739-9636. Looking to reach out to somebody. Quarantine, don't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah.
We're here.
Oh, we are. Please call us.
KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Love this. KKLZ teaming up with Subaru of Las Vegas. Yeah. You know, they believe in being a positive force in the community where we live, where we work, especially right now. So check this out. If you know somebody impacted by businesses closing, maybe you're laid off or know somebody that's laid off, you can share their story for an opportunity to have groceries delivered to their home by Subaru of Las Vegas.
Nice.
That's really nice.
So you go to our website and on the contest page, and then you click on that icon, submit the story of somebody you know.
Right.
Maybe going through a tough time right now. And we will announce a winner on Friday morning. Groceries from Subaru of Las Vegas. And we'll be doing this for a while.
That's
how cool
great.
Is that?
I love that. That's really nice. It's much needed right now, too. Very much needed.
A lot of people don't even want to go to the grocery store.
No.
But here you go. Free groceries direct to your home from Subaru of Las Vegas. Again, if you want to know all the details, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Got another code word for you. 10K payday contest. Chance to win some free money coming up after Boston. Amanda.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is sweet.
Sweet. S-W-E-E-T. Sweet.
That is the very sweet word you need for your chance to win $500. Text it, sweet, to 45911. Again, the number is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter sweet at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone. I hope so. It is free. Again, the word sweet. 15 minutes to get the word out there now. You get a weird number calling you on your phone, little maybe half hour or so. Pick it up. Might just be the Beasley banker wanting to inform you that you're putting $500 in your pocket. So helpful right now. The word sweet. You can text it to 45911. 15 minutes to do it. Do it. Good luck.
The word is sweet. S-W-E-E-T. Still have about 4 or 5 minutes to text that word to 45911. Shot to win $500. Let's have another Vegas winner in this Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Two out of the last three winners from Vegas. George Moore, listening in Henderson to KKLZ, was our latest winner. We want you to be next. For a shot at the $10,000, though, what you can do is enter the word on our free app or online at 96.3kklz.com. The word is sweet. Make sure you do that. All right, weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Here you go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of. I have a theme with my stories this morning.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know we were doing a theme. All right.
A guy in Florida grabbed a woman's butt at a Walmart, then told the cops that's how he, quote, talks to women.
Oh, sure. That's what I do, too. Sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. That's how I talk to guys.
Yeah.
That hurt. I'm sorry.
I know you're not going to believe this, but neither did the police. They didn't buy it.
Oh, gosh. So, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
According to a new report in a medical journal, a woman in Toronto survived a gunshot wound.
Yes.
Thanks to her breast implants.
Okay.
The bullet would have hit her heart. However, her left implant deflected it into her right implant.
Oh, jeez.
And the bullet lodged in her chest.
Okay. Wow.
And she walked away. She ended up with one broken rib. That's it.
Boy, what's in those things?
I don't know.
I'm just kind of wondering, are they saline or...
You know, I'm a big fan of those.
Silicone? I don't know. They're from Game of Thrones, you got metal in there or something? Wow, that's good for her, though. Good for her. Wow.
See, they work.
Crazy.
They're not just for show.
Yes, no, they're not. No, they, yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
For God's sake, sure. Women.
Yes, they're protected by the lifesavers.
Yes.
But they are, by God, that's a lifesaver.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. Yes, it is. Because you can act as a flotation as well. You're good, honey. Listen, Marvin Smith in Marksville, Louisiana, he set his mother's shed on fire because he didn't receive a stimulus check yet. Yeah,
oh boy.
Yeah, and he took off. He just took off. He's just mad. He was charged with arson, of course. He and his mother apparently got into an argument because apparently she got hers. He didn't get his. But you just have to wait. Got to be patient, people. That's all.
Hold on. Here's Marvin.
Go.
Start the car.
Yes, exactly.
Let her burn.
I think if he comes back, that's going to be his mother. And joyful news out of Nigeria. A 68-year-old woman has given birth to twins. Mike, 68-year-old woman has given birth to twins.
Wow. Now,
she and her husband have been trying for 43 years to have a baby. She got pregnant last year after her fourth round of in vitro fertilization. Boy, they really wanted to have a child. They really did.
Good for them.
Wow. 68 years old. Now, her husband is 70.
Uh-huh.
And they both say it's an absolute miracle. It sure is. Gosh, 70 and 60. Wow, you guys just couldn't say, maybe we'll skip it, huh? Maybe we'll just skip it. You guys are going to be pushing 90 when they graduate from high school. But okay.
Maybe that wasn't the plan.
Maybe it wasn't. And maybe a Nigerian prince will come along and save all of you together. How about that? It is Wednesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. Leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. A woman out of Iowa, Deb is her name. She works for a doctor. She started knitting and sewing homemade masks early on in March. It was mid-March because people needed them and they were low on them. So she thought, I'll do some of these. She said her goal was to make about 100, donate them to the hospital. But then a friend wanted it, and then some family members wanted them, and more people wanted them. So now she's made about 400 masks, and she has a huge tree. There's a huge tree, so nobody has to come to her door or go to anybody's house. She hangs them on a huge tree near her home, and people can just pick one. They can come by and just pick one.
Oh.
Off the branches. She ties it right up there. Just not a problem. You can pick your own. And she's doing that. She said they actually decorate that tree like around Christmas and Easter. It's a big deal. But she said, no, this is what I'm going to do now and just keep making them until people don't need them anymore. So this is out of Lisbon, Iowa, that she is doing this. Deb Higgis is her name.
Nice job.
Oh, how cool is that? Just come by and get one.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be home? Doesn't matter.
Don't pick more than you need.
Yes.
That's a great story. That's why
really
we always invite people who are listening to us.
Yeah.
If you have a feel-good story, and even more so locally here in Vegas, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or while we're on the air, you know, our phone lines are always open, 702-739-9636. Make sure and call us with your own version and give us the story. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show right off the bat, if you were listening earlier this morning, very emotional call from Eileen.
Yes, boy.
Wow. You know what? God be with you, and God bless you, Eileen, and your boyfriend. Tough times, even more so than anyone could imagine. But we thank you very much for the call, and hopefully us playing the song helped you and him out.
So. For a minute, anyhow. I hope so.
Stimulus check drama happening in the house.
Boy.
You're not married. He's out of work.
Yeah.
You're hiding
child
support payments.
Yeah. We split that down the middle, right? And I can pay my child support. Mm. No.
A lot of people not on his side.
No, they weren't mine.
Okay. And the big thing was, if he wouldn't have said anything, she probably would have split it anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure she's probably helping as it is.
And Tyrone Davis, the latest winner in the 10K payday contest, $500 in his pocket, qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win, Wendy Rush is going to keep you company. Whether you're still going to work or at home, she'll have your next chance 11 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And remember, we are all in this together.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.